Michael, True Volunteer Foundation is really going from strength to strength worldwide. Many congratulations on reaching your 10th anniversary. How does this great achievement make you feel?
Well, it feels fantastic. Who would have thought 10 years ago we'd be where we are at the moment? And really is a testament to all our supporters, all the volunteers, all the corporate sponsors and all the charity partners that we work with over this period.
And which are some of the countries that you now work to?
Well, we work in 33 countries. In some countries, we do quite large projects like Madagascar, Sri Lanka, as examples. Other countries, we've just done small projects like China and Brazil.
And you get to take time out to visit some of the work the charity has done?
Well, that's the real benefit of being a true volunteer. So everyone has their country that they're really inspired by. I'm originally from Sri Lanka, so I sort of pop back every 18 months and visit the 15 schools and the other projects that we have there. And other true volunteers visit other countries that they have a, you know, passion for.
And how many true volunteers do you have now?
Well, we have over 100. But, you know, some people are always coming on board, you know, all the time. So, for example, we have a large event coming up, which I'm sure we'll talk about later. And in that event, you know, we've suddenly recruited about 12 new true volunteers to support the initiative.
And can you tell us a little bit about some of the more recent projects you've been involved with?
Well, probably the one that's going on at the moment and probably one of our largest projects ever was to bring computing to 1 million people in Madagascar. And that has been a real you know, 5-year program where we've set up 40 learning centers full of computers where children and adults can go and learn about information technology.
And in 2012, coinciding with the Olympic Games here, you launched the 5-year educational Wimbledon sporting project. How's that progressed?
Well, the feedback's been, you know, been fantastic. Firstly, we launched a film, which Radio Jackie was at, that was shown at the Odeon in Wimbledon. We also published a book. Those were provided to schools free of charge. We also sent coaches into the schools to get kids excited about sport. So it's been a real, really, really valuable and empowering project.
I don't know if it's my imagination, but somehow there seems to be much more interest and involvement in sport since then. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, not just in Wimbledon, but you know, pretty much all over the country. I think the Olympic Games really captured everyone's imagination, and also the Paralympic Games just took it to another level. So I couldn't agree more. If you go to the parks now, locally, nationally, everyone's out on a Sunday, more cyclists, more people running, and it's fantastic to see.
And now, coming up to your 10th anniversary extravaganza, tell us all about it.
Well, this is part of saying thank you. So what we're really trying to do is get everyone back together. We're expecting 400 to 500 people at the terrace in Wimbledon. We're expecting, it's fancy dress, so there are going to be loads of people in costumes and dressed up, 80s music, local bands. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And the key thing is just to say thank you to everybody. So we're really focusing, that is the key message, you know, for the night.
And where can people get more information from and tickets, of course?
Well, it's very simple. If everyone just goes onto Google, if they just put in Just Giving and then TVF, they should go directly to that page.
And all the proceeds go to the True Volunteer Foundation?
Correct, yeah. So in line with our principles, you know, we don't take a penny out. All these will go directly to projects that we will support. They're going to be educational projects, and we're still determining which countries that they'll go to. We're going to do a project locally in the Merton area, but also we should have funds left over to go to other countries as well.
And most importantly, the date.
The date is Thursday, the 19th of November.
Thank you very much.